poll, majority of voters oppose shifting to remote learning, vaccine passports. By Catherine Hamilton on January 10, 2022. A majority of U.S. voters oppose draconian coronavirus policies, including shifting schools to remote learning, vaccine passports, and mandatory booster shots. According to a Suffolk University/USA Today poll released on Monday, 65.5% of respondents say they oppose shifting schools to remote learning. Nearly 73% are against a six-week worldwide shutdown to end the pandemic once and for all. Likewise, 52.9% of 1,000 U.S. voters polled between December 27 to 30 opposed requiring booster vaccination within the next 90 days in public spaces, and 54.5% are against vaccine passports for public spaces. U.S. voters do approve of some coronavirus measures, including social distancing and masking. 64.6% support social distancing and 54.2% support masking in public spaces. When asked when they think the coronavirus pandemic will end in the United States, most voters said in a few years, at 32.4%, and, more worryingly, never at 32.3%. Nearly 18% say the pandemic will end in the U.S. by the end of 2022. The survey, which has a margin of error of +/+3.1 percentage points, also found that 47.2% of voters disapprove of President Joe Biden's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, compared to 46.90% who approve. The poll was taken right before at least 3,200 schools closed due to the low-risk Omicron variant. Many large school districts, like Washington, D.C., and Baltimore, Maryland, have decided to extend winter break to implement wide-scale testing before returning to school, as well as closures or remote learning.